Chapter 1. Gavin Gile lay on his back on a narrow skimmer floating in the middle of the sea. It was a tiny craft with low sides. Lying on his back like this, he'd once almost believed he was one with the sea. Now the dome of the heavens above him was a lid, and he a crab in the cauldron, heat rising. 2 hours before noon, here on the southern rim of the Cerulean Sea, the waters should be a stunning deep blue-green. The sky above, cloudless, mist burned off, should be a peaceful, vibrant sapphire. But he couldn't see it. Since he'd lost the Battle of Garriston 4 days ago, wherever there was blue, he saw grey. He couldn't even see that much unless he concentrated. Robbed of its blue, the sea looked like thin, grey-green broth. His fleet was waiting. Hard to relax when thousands of people were waiting for you and only you, but he needed this measure of peace. He looked to the heavens, arms spread, touching the waves with his fingertips. Lucidonius, were you here? Were you even real? Did this happen to you too? Something hissed in the water, a sound like a boat cutting through the waves. Gavin sat up on his skimmer, then stood. 50 paces behind him, something disappeared under the waves, something big enough to cause its own swell. It could have been a whale. Except whales usually surface to breathe. There was no spray hanging in the air, no whoosh of expelled breath. And from 50 paces, for Gavin to have heard the hiss of a sea creature cutting through the water, it would have to be massive. His heart leapt to his throat. He began sucking in light to draft his oar apparatus, and froze. Right beneath his tiny craft, something was moving through the water. It was like watching the landscape speed by when you're riding in a carriage, but Gavin wasn't moving. The rushing body was huge, many times the width of his craft, and it was undulating closer and closer to the surface, closer to his own little boat. A sea demon. And it glowed, a peaceful, warm radiance like the sun itself on this cool morning. Gavin had never heard of such a thing. Sea demons were monsters, the purest, craziest form of fury known to mankind. They burned red, boiled the seas, left fires floating in their wake. Not carnivores, so far as the old books guessed, but fiercely territorial, and any interloper that disrupted their seas was to be crushed. Interlopers like ships. This light was different than that rage. A peaceful luminescence. The sea demon, no vicious destroyer, but a leviathan traversing the seas, leaving barely a ripple to note his passing. The colours shimmered through the waves, grew brighter as the undulation brought the body close. Unthinking, Gavin knelt as the creature's back broke the surface of the water right underneath his boat. Before the boat slid away from the swell, he reached out and touched the sea demon's skin. He expected a creature that slid through the waves to be slimy, but the skin was surprisingly rough, muscular, warm. For one precious moment, Gavin was not. There was no Gavin Gile, no Dazen Gile, no High Lux Lord Prism, no scraping, snivelling dignitaries devoid of dignity, no lies, no satraps to be bullied, no spectrum counsellors to manipulate, no lovers, no bastards, no power, except the power before his eyes. He felt small, staring into incomprehensible vastness. Cooled by the gentle morning breeze, warmed by the twin suns, one in the sky, one beneath the waves, Gavin was serene. It was the closest thing to a holy moment he had ever experienced. And then he realized the sea demon was swimming toward his fleet.